time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of Whitehall, those men who ensure that if your ship ever does come in, it's promptly docked by the government. In the General Assistance Department, each item in the morning's newspaper is keenly studied. Of particular interest are the latest developments in foreign affairs.
Princess Saribunda jokes on the Riviera with her new escort, international playboy Carl Bobo Ripitoff. Ooh! Bobo says there is no truth in the rumor that we are just good friends. The princess has everything a man could ask for, and I intend to ask for it. Oh, saucy devil. Yes, Mr. Lynch Brown.
Oh, bring in those letters for signature, will you, Mildred?
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Here are the letters, sir.
Oh, thank you, Mildred. Now, let me see.
You know, I cannot get the hang of our new dictating machine. You have to plug this thing in your ear.
Now, what's this one there? Dear sir, sha la la do wa diddy diddy.
Oh, I must have plugged in my transistor by mistake.
Well, I'm not signing that. And look at this, Mildred. Look at this. A circular for our MPs beginning, Dear Sir or Madman.
I'm ever so sorry, sir.
Yes. And another thing, Mildred. Just because Mr. Lamb isn't here to keep an eye on things, you sit around painting your fingernails all day. When I ask you to bring in a file, I don't expect it brought in between your teeth.
No, sir.
Yes, well, just watch it, Mildred. Now, where's my letter to the Times? Ah, yes. Here we are. Yes. Sir, I wish to protest in the strongest possible terms. Yours faithfully. Where's the rest of it?
Well, that's all you dictated, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Ah, yes. So it was. Yes, I remember now. Couldn't think of anything to protest about this week.
Of course, you covered a lot of ground before.
Oh, my word, yes, Mildred, yes. Already this year I've done diesel fuel.
What?
Gibraltar. No nourishment in the bread. All pretty strong objections.
Oh, we'd soon have a different world if everyone was as objectionable as you. You know, I'm sure the Times think of you as one of London's leading correspondents. With that name you use, Bony Publican.
Bony Publican? It's pro bono publico, Mildred. It means for the public good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, anyway, that's enough of that. Now, have you checked the day's mail yet?
Yes, sir.
You sorted it into urgent, top secret, important and confidential communications, have you?
No, sir. There was only one.
And what was that?
Well, it was a picture postcard from Mr. Lamb at Boreham-on-Sea. Sort of khaki colour it is. Public slipper barbs and groin. Looking wet.
Hmm. Funny time for a seaside holiday. Why'd he go at this time of year?
Well, I think it's because you've earmarked April to October for yourself.
Ah, yes, possibly.
Shall I read out his postcard?
Oh, yes, if you must, yes.
Well, dear all, further to my postcard of the 26th inst, having a wonderful time and getting quite brown, though they tell me it's not always as muddy as this. Your obedient servant, R. Lamb.
Oh, well. Boreham-on-Sea, you say?
Yes, sir. Oh, he makes it sound like a proper Jew in less teens.
Yes, quite so.
No, I'll bet he's having a bit of the old Dolce Vita down there with some bird.
Bit of the old Dolce Vita? What an extraordinary phrase, Mildred. Yes, and knowing Mr. Lamb, highly unlikely.
It's no use discussing. This thing's bigger than both of us. I can't get over it.
Can't get over what, Mr. Lamb?
This heap of smelly old sandbags.
Oh, then we'll just have to climb round it. It's monstrous, of course, all these fortifications still on our beach, 20 years after the war.
This should be a good place to add to my shell collection.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Lamb.
When we get back to the hotel, I must show you my muffle. Some of them are quite unusual.
I shall look forward to that.
Oh, it's grand to throw out one's chest. This sea air does something for you. It's
Gracious.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll button up my jacket.
These cliffs must take you back to your wartime experiences, Mr. Lamb.
Wartime experiences?
You remember, you were telling me last night. Mm. The Normandy beaches, when Montgomery asked for your advice.
Yes. You mean those wartime experiences?
What a war you had. First man across the Rhine.
It may have been the second. It was rather dark at the time.
And the time you dismantled that unexploded bomb with nothing but a nail file.
Yes. Well, it was rather strong shandy we drank last night.
Now, don't change the subject, you modest man.
Anyway, you did your bit on the home front.
Oh, yes. Balaclava helmet for the troops. Warm woolly mittens. Treble thick pullovers. I hope it eased their life in the Western Desert.
I'm sure it did.
Even today, I've plenty of good causes, Mr. Lamb. Mm-hmm. The Sailors' Entertainment Club and the Wayward Girls' Holiday Home. We try to keep the two entirely separate, of course. And the Pier Restoration Campaign.
The Pier Restoration Campaign?
Yes, our old pier was swept away in the gales. They had to launch the lifeboat to rescue the vicar.
Oh. The vicar, did they?
Fortunately, he was still clinging to a What the Butler Saw machine.
Hello, it looks as if we can't walk any further. There's a barbed wire entanglement across the beach.
Out! Who goes there?
Wait, what?
Out! Or I throw stones at you!
Oh, it's that fellow Crumpet. He was in the Home Guard, you know. They told him to defend this beach during the war, and he's still at it.
Now be off with you before I fetch me pipe.
But this is a public beach, my good man. As citizens, we're entitled to walk on this beach, and I'm going to put my foot down.
All right, well, mind where you put it, that's all. There's a mine buried somewhere here.
You can't stop me crossing this beach. A mine. On the other hand, you can't stop me turning around and going back either.
That's telling him, Mr. Lamb. Let's go.
All right, go on then, go on. And watch your step.
You stood up to him very well.
Oh, he didn't frighten me with his talk of a mine. It takes more than...
Oh, dear. You've stubbed your toe on a petrol tin.
A petrol tin. Of course, yes.
What a pity your holiday's almost over.
Yeah, still, they'll be glad to see me back at the office. They get in a terrible mess when I'm not there. Morning, Mildred.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Lamb. Did you have a nice holiday?
Yes, thank you. You've been rather busy, though, eh? Coping with all my work as well.
Oh, I did it every morning in my coffee break.
Well, here you are, Mildred. A present from Boreham-on-Sea.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, you shouldn't have. Oh, it's just what I've always... Oh, yes. It's lovely. What is it exactly?
It's a miniature back scratcher and toast rack combined.
Oh, that'll be useful. If ever I get itchy at breakfast.
And on the back there's a Boreham-on-Sea pixie saying, "Come ye back to Boreham, me darling, made in Hong Kong."
Yes. Well, thanks, editor.
Oh, it is nice to be back in the office. Nothing's changed, I see. Wait a minute. Who's moved the hat rack?
Oh, I don't know. Mr. LB, I suppose.
Or the cleaning woman, more likely. I'll change it back. Now, the hat rack's always been in this corner, and the fire bucket's always been in that one. There. That's better.
Oh, morning, Mildred.
Morning, sir.
Oh, morning, Joe. You're back then.
You've noticed. Morning, man.
Now, watch this, Joe. Been practicing, you know, while you've been away. I take my bowler hat, sir, and with one flick of the wrist... Who the devil put the fire bucket there? Oh, that wretched cleaning woman, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt, yes.
Yes, both. Find some way to dry out this hat, Mildred, will you?
Right behind, sir. I'll put it over the teapot.
I've brought you back this little present once.
Oh, present, Joe?
Yes.
Oh, how kind of you.
Yes, isn't it?
Well, now, let me see. What have we got here? It's, yes, it's one of those, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I thought it was, yes.
Yes, you don't often see a combined letter opener and toenail cutter.
No, indeed you don't. Well, thank you very much, too. If I ever feel the urge to cut my toenails while I'm opening my letters, you'll be the one who made it possible.
I was going to get to a China beef eater with a barometer in his tummy. Then I changed my mind.
Good. And you enjoyed your holiday, did you, Bond?
Oh, it was marvellous. I stayed at a little boarding house run by a Miss Bunting.
Really?
Yes, it was quite near the beach. And Bunty and I used to... That's Miss Bunting. Yes, we got quite friendly during my stay. She invited me up and showed me her knickknacks.
Very jolly.
There was only one little incident that spoiled things.
Oh, yes. You didn't drink your suntan oil again, did you?
No, this was rather unusual. We were collecting seashells on the beach, and we found one bit all covered with barbed wire and tank traps. And this rude fellow appeared. So I gave him a jolly good telling off, and we went back to the boarding house, and, oh, it was all most annoying.
I can well imagine, too. Barbed wire, fortified beaches... All this time after the war, it's absolutely disgraceful.
I say, silly on, man.
Oh, I shall take this up with the highest authorities.
Oh, you don't mean...
Oh, yes, indeed. I shall write a stiff letter to the Times. Immediately.
On a piece of cardboard.
Don't drivel, Till. This is important. Now, sir, it has come to my attention that a public beach at Bournemont Field is still littered with the debris of the last war. Sandbags, barbed wire...
Preventing the public from using this beach, I demand that those responsible be named and a full inquiry into this disgraceful business be held forthwith. I remain, etc., pro bono publico. Oh, didn't you write lovely?
Oh, and fancy the Times printing it so quickly. It's only 3 days since he wrote it.
Ah, morning, two.
Morning, one.
I'll get it right this morning. One bowl of hat, one flick of the wrist, and... Oh, who put the fire bucket there?
I changed the back one. I thought you preferred the hat rack over there, and I saw your letter to the Times.
I'll dry it out, sir. I've got the teapot ready.
Ah, so you've seen my letter, have you, too? Good. Wasn't it?
Yes, and they printed it so quickly.
Oh, yes, well, when they get a letter from pro bono publico, they know it's important. You'll remember I started that row over long-haired groups on television.
Yes, and then someone pointed out that the long-haired group you'd been seeing was the Cheltenham Ladies' Choral Society.
Well, never mind that now. Look, this speech business is disgraceful, you know, and those responsible should be exposed.
Well, your letter should do the trick, one. Someone somewhere should get it in the neck today.
General Assistant Department, Linux Brown speaking.
Acton here.
Oh, it's the permanent undersecretary, too. Straight your tie. Hello, Sir Gregory. Very nice to hear from you all.
There's a public scandal blowing up. Complaints of some beach still closed 20 years after the war. Litter in the Times today.
Oh, yes. Yes, pretty effective, I thought.
The minister's furious. There's been a high-level inquiry this morning to find out exactly which department is responsible for that beach.
Oh, good, good. Yes, have they found out who's responsible for Gregory?
It's clearly an error on the part of one department.
Silly devils. Yes, which department is it?
Yours, Lenin.
Mine, Sir Gregory?
Yes, yours. The General Assistance Department were instructed last year to see that all British beaches had been properly cleared.
Oh.
Yes. You initialed the memo and never got it.
Ah. Well, look, of course, you see, we've had a lot on our plate.
Now we all have a lot on our plate, right? But he doesn't care, does he, that interfering swine who ripped to the Times?
The interfering swine who ripped.
Blasted and nosy Parker who he is. Hides behind the pin name. Cardly devil, pro bono publico.
Oh, yes, the pen name. Thank God. I mean, dear.
Don't stand about clucking, Linux Brown.
Clucking, yes.
You and Len, get down to Boreham straight away and get that beach clear. And do it tactfully. I want no more publicity, understand? No more publicity.
Oh, Oh, dear me, what a train journey that was, too. The restaurant car didn't even have a menu.
Still, we only had to study the tablecloth.
And that dirty old compartment. Oh, dear me. Did you notice the sign on the window? No moking. I wonder what that meant.
Well, whatever it was, I'm sure we weren't doing it. What do you think of Boreham Beach?
Ghastly. Absolutely ghastly. I mean, look at it. Look at it. Great stretches of mud everywhere. Oh, you've got it all in your turnips.
Well, normally a person wouldn't sink in that far. It's just your extra weight on my back.
Yes, well, all right, don't worry. You can put me down now. We're on the firm bit.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Ooh,
this is the place we're looking for. Just around the sand dunes.
Oh, good gracious me. Barbed wire, tank traps, trenches. Wait a minute. What's that notice over there, sir?
Trespassers will be shot, impaled, blown up, and have their beach balls confiscated.
Signed, Emmanuel Crumpet, Private Home Guard, acting.
Art! Who goes there?
It's us. It's we.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. It's you again. Oh, you look different in your bowler. Where's your paper at that says, I'm sexy tonight?
Now, look, that'll do, my good fellow. Look, we're from the ministry. And my number two here tells me that you've never been officially relieved of your duty.
No, never been relieved, I ain't. No, terrible, tis. No been in that pillbox, I have. Poking me tight through that slit.
Oh, very good of you. Yes.
Poking it through, watching with the binoculars for enemy shipping or young couples in the sand dunes, eh?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, well,
the sand dunes.
Yes, I understand what you mean. Yes, yes. Well, now, look, that's all over now.
Well, the national
anthem. Oh, no. All over. This official document here, splendid.
You mean I've been immobilized?
Yes. And we want all this barbed wire and stuff cleared away.
Well, I have to know about that. You can get rid of me, all right, but it ain't my job to cart all that stuff away. Oh, no.
Come now, think of the healthy exercise, the fresh air.
I ain't shifting it, and that's flat. Nothing would make me do it.
£5.
I'll do it.
Right, now then, too, we'd better get along to that boarding house of yours, if you think you can put us up.
Oh, Bunty would do anything for me.
How nice to see you again so soon, Mr. Lamb. So this is your Mr. Lennox Brown, eh?
That's right, madam. Yes, yes, I'm Lennox Brown.
Oh, Mr. Lamb often spoke of you during his stay here.
Yes.
How long have you been his personal assistant?
Not long. Not long at all. Not long, is it, too?
Do have another biscuit, man.
Of course, you know, he has other assistants as well. Don't you, too? Sir Gregory Pitkin, for instance.
Who? Oh, Pitkin. He's the tea boy, yes. Mr. Lamb mentioned him.
Really?
Tell
me, Mr. Lennox Brown, yep. Do you still slip out in the afternoons to see those naughty films? You see, Mr. Lamb told me all about you.
Oh, he did he?
I'll just go and make a fresh pot of tea.
No, don't. Please, there's plenty left. There's some in my cup you can have. Oh, dear, she's gone.
Now then, too.
I can explain it all, one. It's a misunderstanding, honestly.
Excuse me, sir. The front door was open, and I thought I'd let you know as me and my mates has nearly finished there in the beach.
Oh, yes. Well, that's splendid. Thank you very much, yes. I'll speak to you later, too.
Yes, my man.
Yes.
I'm sure you will.
Oh, we've shifted the barbed wire and all that stuff, you know.
Excellent, yes.
But we're not touching that dirty big mine.
No, well, I mean, that seems to be quite the right... What? A mine on the beach?
Oh, a big black thing with old spikes sticking out of it, you know. Washed ashore last year it was, during a gale.
Why didn't you inform the appropriate government department?
Oh, we did, sir, we did. That we did, sir, aye, but nothing happened.
Stay out of this, too, will you, please? My dear fellow, I mean, a mine. Good gracious me, I mean, that makes things rather difficult.
Not for me, my dear. I'm having nothing to do with it. Oh, no. Good day to you.
I'd better call the bomb disposal people.
No. We can't do that, too. Call them in and there'll be publicity. People will find out you were responsible for this mess in the first place.
Here we are.
Oh.
I brought in some of my rock cakes. Do take your pick.
Well, I frankly haven't time, madam. We've just been told that there's a mine on the beach.
Oh, yes, that mine. The government people were told, but the fools did nothing about it. It's a pity they're not all like your department, Mr. Lamb.
Yes, that's to say, I like that seagull on your mantelpiece. Did you stuff it yourself?
Oh, stop dribbling, too. We've got to dispose of this mine.
Oh. What luck that we have Mr. Lamb with us.
Yes, eh?
He's terribly modest, you know, Mr. Lennox Brown. Has he told you of his wartime experiences? Danger is his middle name.
According to our records, his middle name is Valentina.
He was closely connected with bomb disposal during the war, weren't you, Mr. Lamb? You remember? You told me when you were here before.
Did I?
Of course you did.
Oh.
Lionheart Lamb, they used to call him. He once defused a 1,000-pound bomb with a nail file.
Well, this is good news, too, isn't it? Oh, then you're just the man to defuse that mine on the beach. We'll have a lot of fun.
Perhaps we should be getting back to London. I think I left a light on in the office.
After a 1,000-pound bomb, this mine should be child's play.
But, well, there's been a misunderstanding.
Well, you're not going to say that what you told Miss Bunting wasn't true.
No, but...
Well, good, then you'll do it, eh?
Bravo, Mr. Lamb. The community will be proud of you.
But, Miss Bunting...
You don't deny that we couldn't expect you not to refuse?
Yes.
Splendid. That's settled then. Yes. Jolly good of you to volunteer. Jolly good. There we are, too. Naturally, I shall be sharing the danger with you. I shall be just over here, behind this wall of sandbags.
Look here, man, I don't like it.
Oh, no arguments, my boy. This tin hat should help to reduce the danger. Pity we couldn't find one for you as well.
But, man, honestly, I don't think that...
Steady, too, steady. Your hand's shaking with excitement, isn't it? Eh? Now, just pop your head round the sandbags. You can see your mind quite clearly. Yeah, there's a big round thing. The horns. Sticking out of it.
Oh.
All over the place. Half buried in the sand. Rather like you are. Go on, have a look.
Oh, well, if you insist.
Oh, by the way, I sent that fellow Crumpy to the local library. He's bringing some books on mine disposal in case you've forgotten any details.
Oh.
I've seen the mine, have you? Yes. Quite a big chap, isn't it?
Big? It's enormous. It's huge and evil.
Oh, come, you're blowing it up out of all proportion.
Blowing it?
Oh, here comes Crumpy.
I got them boots you wanted. And not many, of course. They said there ain't much call for books on taking mines to bits.
Let me see what books you've got there, Mr. Cubbett. Now, wait a minute. Here we have the Magnetic Mine for Beginners, Do's and Don'ts. Good, yes.
I think my malaria's coming on, Mum. The doctor said I should go straight to bed whenever I felt shaky.
Steady. Just look at these books that Mr. Cubbett's brought you. Now, here you are, you see. Teach Yourself Mine Disposal. Excellent. Very good, that one. Mating Customs of the Mystic East. Mating Customs of the Mystic East.
Hey, well, that's one I got for myself. I brought this as well, sir. Thought it might be useful.
Oh, the Sea Captain's Guide to Simple Ceremonies.
Oh, aye. It's got the full service for burial at sea.
Perhaps it's my housemaid's knee that's playing me up. I feel terrible.
The waiting, of course. That's what it is. You heroes are happier getting on with it.
I don't think I can do it well.
Oh, nonsense, my boy. This book tells you everything you need. Yes, now, off you go. Yes, and don't forget, I'll be right behind you. In spirit.
But... Oh, look! There's Miss Bunting, watching you from the promenade!
Yes, go on, too. Don't let the side down. For England, home, and Bunting.
Oh, very well, I suppose, if I must. As I'm going, man, I've got a confession to make.
Oh, a confession?
Yes. Every tea break for years, I've given you the top ginger biscuit from the packet. The one that's gone stale. There. I've cleared it out. I'll go now. Goodbye.
There goes that brave man.
Yes, not many people would have owned up to that biscuit business.
I can't watch.
Oh, neither can I. He must be halfway across the sand by now. Wriggling forward towards the mine.
Aye.
Nearer and nearer.
Aye. He'd have just about reached it by now.
Yeah.
He'd be running his trained eye over the mechanism.
And he'll reach out his hand and ask himself the vital question...
Anybody got a nail file?
Sue, what are you doing back here?
What the devil do you want a nail file for?
My fingernails are filthy.
Two, are you trying to make us look foolish in front of all these locals? Now get out there and defuse that line.
And another thing, Mum. I can't read this book you gave me. I left my reading glasses at home.
Oh, all right. Well, give it to me. Come on, give it to me now. Now, you get back to the mine, and I'll call out the instructions.
Yeah, I've got another confession to make. Oh. I was attached to a bomb disposal unit, but I only used to whitewash the spanners. I never even saw a bomb.
Yes, well, you're seeing one now. Yes, go on, get over to that man and get on with it. Oh, go on, Two. Go on, go on,
oh,
go now.
Very well. Here I go.
That's it, Two. All right, now keep down flat. Don't bang about. You don't want the mine to go off before you've even got there. Now, just in case it does, hold your bowler hat up in front of your face.
I'm there, one.
Oh, don't hang your brolly on the horn.
Sorry.
Now, I'll start reading from the book. Are you ready?
Yes, one.
Right. Mine disposal by Captain Waverley Grimdyke, deceased. Chapter 1. First, find yourself a magnetic mine.
Yes, I've done that.
Good. Now begin by carefully unbolting the magnosensitized lapel plate.
The magnosensitized... Ah, yes, it must be this thing of a jig here. That's right.
But on no account turn the bolt in an anti-clockwise direction.
On no account turn the bolt... Oh!
Stop burying your head in the sand, too. Can't see what you're doing.
Sorry, Mums.
Oh, well, come on, come on. Get on with it.
I've done it. I've taken off the plate.
Reach inside.
Yes.
Easy, does it?
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, it's full of some sort of liquid.
Ah, I expect explosives melted. You're probably up to your elbow in nitroglycerin.
Good heavens.
Don't go clicking your fingers, will you?
I will. Oh, I can feel something.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, this might be important. Describe it in detail.
It's a sort of disc, round and flat, about an inch and a quarter across. There's another one. There are lots of them here.
Oh, nothing about that in the book. Better bring them out and have a look at them.
Right. There. Good heavens.
Well, what do they look like, too? Are they dangerous?
Shouldn't think so. One, they're all pennies, halfpennies, and threepenny bits.
Pennies, halfpennies, and threepenny... Here, wait a minute. Let me have a closer look at that thing.
What do you make of it?
Oh, this is the real mine. It's one of those collecting box things they set up on seaside promenades.
Good heavens, are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. It must have been dislodged by the storm or something. Wait a minute, look. There's a metal plaque half buried in the sand.
Yes?
What's it say?
Groin restoration fund.
Oh,